getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
There we go again. Hang on to your hats. As we're rolling with another week of Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show, spinning old-time records. Yeah, your polkas, your waltzes, your schottisches. I just think schottish is a cool word. I don't know. It sounds like an ice cream topping. I could have it confused with butterscotch, actually. Ice cream sundae with a schottish topping. I don't know what I'm talking about. But we are ready to roll with another edition of the Oompa Hour anyway. Another hour of great old-time records like we do every week here on the show. Glad to have you along with us. Let's just roll it, shall we? The Let's Go Chicago Polka is the first thing we have up here. Dave Gawonski and his orchestra, that's what it says. And this one kind of sneaks up on you. It's one of those fading in records, because here comes the train, you know?
Let's go, Chicago! Chicago bound, but we sure like the sound. It's so free and gay in a friendly way. It's that Chicago sound. It's so free and gay in a friendly way. It's that Chicago sound. Whoop-bye, hey!
Gawonski and his orchestra getting the show started here. And let's go Chicago on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. I do not believe, I would have to double-check to be 100% sure, I do not believe that we have a station carrying our program in Chicago. I feel like I just wasted that song now. Nobody in Chicago heard that. Maybe you want to go to Chicago now that you heard it. I don't know. All right, Victor Zembruski and his orchestra are next. I like this one because it has horse sound effects in it. And you don't hear that all the time. This is the Flying Red Horse Polka.
Thank you. high. He'll take us to a lover's sky, way up high. We'll ride to heaven, you and I, flying the red horse high and the red horse dancing, the red horse polka. Hold me tight as we go flying through the night. What a sight, the whole world singing with delight. For tonight we'll fly until dawn's early light, flying the red horse high and the red horse dancing, the red horse polka.
The Flying Red Horse Polka, and really the only flying red horse I know of is the Firestone Horse. I think I mentioned that the last time we played this song, the Flying Red Horse Polka. It was their logo was a flying red horse. I think it was actually Pegasus. Is that not right? The Firestone Horse was Pegasus? I think so. Anyway, I don't know. Stanky and his Pennsylvania coal miners over here on turntable number two, and my wife gets drunk.
I'm gonna do, my wife gets drunk. Oh, what I'm gonna do, my wife always drunk. I, good man, bring her peda, she buy vodka, that's my keda. Oh, what I'm gonna do, my wife gets drunk. Gonna do, my wife gets drunk. Oh, what I'm gonna do, my wife always drunk. Supper no on the table, Kada sleep on the table. Oh, what I'm gonna do, my wife gets drunk. I'm gonna do, my wife gets drunk. Oh, what I'm gonna do, my wife always drunk. I no more eat hot suppers, only old cold frankfurters. Oh, what I'm gonna do, my wife gets drunk.
Stanky and his Pennsylvania coal miners, my wife gets drunk here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, spinning old-time records as we do every week here on the show. Okay, something's wrong here. I have Stanky and his Pennsylvania coal miners. And is not that a Polish-style band? Why do I have them in a red record sleeve? Something has gone wrong here. Well, we'll have to sort that out later. They're in the wrong color, I think. Anyway, it's a pink label. It kind of goes with a red jacket. I'm easy. The things I got to tell you before we roll the next record, I have Wally Ives and the Jolly Dutchman coming up. How many different bands are there that call themselves the Jolly Dutchman? I think there's more than one. But before we get to that, we want to talk about a World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin, and invite you to visit. You know, the nice weather's almost here. Not here, but it probably is where you are. It's getting better. What are we? We're sneaking up on April here. And, yeah, it'll start being nice here in Minnesota and Wisconsin, up here where things are a bit northerly. But, hey, you're going to have beautiful weather for the spring and summertime, and you're going to want to travel. Come on up Take a look at the World of Accordions Museum there in Superior. 1,400 different accordions and concertinas on display, memorabilia, educational materials, old advertising stuff, history of the instruments, the people, the music. It's a cool place, especially if you're really into the music. And even if you're just kind of curious or you want to go to someplace you never thought you'd ever go before, try it out. You can tell your friends, we went to the Accordion Museum. And I guarantee you that we'll be impressed, especially if you take some slides and then have them over for hot dish and show some slides and maybe serve them some coffee and some bars after. That'd be good. But check it out. Look them up. Find out more online. Worldofaccordions.org is where you find them. They got their schedule for 2017 coming out. They always have a lot of events, concerts, jam sessions, educational opportunities. You know, they have the concertina and accordion repair school there. They have a beautiful concert hall. Check it out. Worldofaccordions.org is where you find them. All right. Well, I was going to tell you more stuff, but I feel like I've been talking too long. So let's go over here to Wally Ives and the Jolly Dutchman. This is the Sleeper Polka. Wally Ives, Jolly Dutchman there, and the Sleeper Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. They did not sound like they were sleeping to me, but nonetheless, there they are. We'll just keep on rolling here. Richie Gomulka. Not Lenny Gomulka, but Richie Gomulka. And the Girls in My Life Polka.
Miały dziwki, co mnie płakali. Jedna mnie płakała i ściskała, bo mnie chciała. Druga mnie też chciała, a spłakała, bo mnie nie miała. A trzecia najmilsza była moja, moja żona. Miałem grosze i dobre czasy. teraz nie samotny, nie jestem sam, nie jestem sam, żoneczkę mam.
They have it, Richie Gomulka there, and Girls of My Life Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Glad you're with us for another week here on the show, just rocking out the polkas. Is that official? Rocking out the polkas. I know you're waiting for your northern Minnesota weather situation. I've somehow decided that in every show we're going to do a little weather update. I don't know why, but it's just springtime. You know, we have some days it's 40 degrees, some days it's 18 degrees, and there's still melting snow and slush, and it's just generally a mess. But yesterday we had the most fantastic thunder snow that I think I've ever experienced. See, you're familiar with a thunderstorm. There's thunder and lightning, and it rains. Well, every now and then we have thunder snow. You have thunder and lightning, except it's snowing. And we had a giant clap of thunder or lightning followed by amazing, long-lasting, rumbling thunder, and it was pouring snow. So I would just like to report that the thunder snow is doing just fine here in northern Minnesota. So with that, I'm going to play one of my favorite records because, hey, it's my show and I can do that. I bet you if you were to go through the hundreds and hundreds, what do we figure out now? It's been over 2,000 records been played on the show since we started, way over. And very few repeats, because I have a lot of records I haven't even got to yet. But I do repeat some now and then, just because, you know, what if you heard your favorite? You're not going to hear it again for another 3 years till it comes around, you know? But I would venture to bet that if you were to do, I could probably type it into the computer, because I have a playlist in there of all the songs we played. I would bet that this is one of the ones that's been played more often than any others, just because I like it. Now I'm going to play it, and it's going to be stuck in my head for at least the rest of the day, perhaps the entire week. It's hard to say. It's Lawrence Dukow and his Red Raven Orchestra, and it's just another polka.
This is just another polka, just another polka. But oh, what a girl in my arms. Am I in heaven since we met? Is this the Philharmonic playing Romeo and Juliet?
No!
Just another polka, like any other polka, but somehow the music has charm. This is just another polka, but holy smoker, oh, what a girl in my arms. Just another polka.
Play the Six Fat Dutchman polka!
Just another polka.
Play Frankie Yankovic's polka.
Another polka.
Play Romy Gaz's polka.
Just another polka.
Play Johnny Pecan's polka.
Another polka.
Play Whoopi John's polka.
Just another polka.
Let's sing Lawrence Dukow's polka.
I love to polka. Well,
another polka, like any other polka. But somehow the music has charm. This is just another polka, but holy smoker. Oh, what a girl in my planet can. Oh, what a girl in my
arms. I tell you, I got to get the karaoke music for that one and just sing it myself. I am just sitting here singing, making a total fool of myself here. Fortunately, I'm all alone, sealed up in a soundproof studio, so it's not a problem. Anyway, where are you? You're in the middle of the Oompa Hour. That's where you are, where we sit and play great old-time records on the show every week. These are records. These are turntables. These are needles and motors and stuff like we had back when music was real. When you could see the records, you know. You don't even buy the music anymore. You download an MP3, and what you've done is you've licensed its use. You don't actually own the darn thing. That's crazy. Gene Wisniewski is over here on Turntable 2. He's ready to go with his Harmony Bells Orchestra and the Friendly Tavern Polka. Gene Wisniewski there and his Harmony Bells Orchestra, the Friendly Tavern Polka, here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. And what do we got here? Oh, Kenny Bass and his Polka Poppers. I think we played them a couple of weeks ago. I don't care. We're going to play them again. First, I'm going to tell you, though, that if you'd like to make a request here on the Oompa Hour, you have a question, or I'm mispronouncing some band every week and it's irritating you to death, there are many, many ways you may communicate with the Oompa Hour. In fact, I prefer that you do. You can call the hotline. We have a hotline with a brand new phone that I understand how it works and everything. 218-259-2985. Of course, you get the answering thing, but you can leave a message, or you can text. If you're into that text messaging thing, you can text messages and request to the Oompa Hour at 218-259-2985. How's that for technology? Email all the time, oompahour@aol.com, or Facebook, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. That's what you need to know. And you need to know that over here on turntable number one is the Crystal Ball Polka, Kenny Bass and his Polka Poppers. Kenny Bass and his Polka Poppers, Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. What have I forgot to tell you about? I don't know. Let's see. I told you you can email us. I told you you can call us. I talked about the thing in the Superior, Wisconsin, thing in the Amazing Museum and all that. We're doing good. I'm having a weird day today. You know, my day started a little extra early because at the radio station where I work when I'm not playing polkas, the sports guy had the day off. If you could believe that, which means I had to do the morning sports. You know what I know about sports? Nothing. I am a non-sports being, and I hate to admit that to all you great polka people out there. I am a non-sports person. I mean, I know that, like, the Twins play here in Minnesota, and I know that the Wild is the name of our hockey team, which is ridiculous to me. Did you know they stole that name? Should I tell you? You want to hear a little story? I know I hate wasting the time telling little stories. But about, I don't know, 50 miles away from here in a little town called McGregor, Minnesota, there was a winery. They were a winery, and they made stuff out of Minnesota agricultural products, I guess, you know, like honey and stuff from nature's bounty. And it was kind of a touristy store. It had been there for years, and it was called Minnesota Wild. And that was the name of the store, and that was their product. They had Minnesota Wild wine. And all their different products. And then the hockey team came along, and they were looking for a name, and I don't know if they had people vote or pick or mail or suggest or whatever it was, and they decided to call the hockey team the Minnesota Wild, using a name that this other guy had already been using for years, and he had fully registered it and trademarked it and all that baloney. And basically, due to the fact that they had a mazillion billion dollars, basically said, sorry, you're losing the name of your business, we're taking it for the hockey team, and you're screwed. So, yeah, so that's what happened. And now their Minnostalgia is the name of the store. Same guy. Nice guy. Came to this country from, where did he come from? I want to say like Serbia or something. Really nice guy. And for a while there, when this all was happening, he was taking donations to help with his legal defense fund. And I actually have a bumper sticker in the studio that says I contributed to the Minnesota Wild Legal Defense Fund. But anyway, how did we get here? I don't know. Fortunately, we have Tommy Redder and the Polka Towners to sing about having pickles with your beer.
This girl named Mary Jo at the polka hop. We danced all night, no end in sight. Finally had to stop. I took her to the local tavern, which was very near. She jumped up on the bar and yelled, "Want pickles with my beer?"
Oh, good key, shouted loud and clear. Oh, good key, pickles with your beer. Oh, good key, shouted loud and clear. Of cookie, pickles with your beer.
Now Charlie was her brother, and he was just the same. He spent his pay in a bar each day for anyone who came. Set him up around, he'd shout for everyone that's here. And let them try some pickles, some gurki with their beer.
Oh, gurki, shouted loud and clear. Oh, gurki, pickles with your beer. Oh, gurki, shouted loud and clear. Oh, gurki, pickles with your beer.
Your apples, peaches, and your pumpkin pie. Take my advice and don't think twice. This you have to try. When you drink your favorite brew at home or with us here, you just have some pickles, some gurki with your beer.
Oh, gurki, shouted loud and clear. Oh, gurki, pickles with your beer. Oh, gurki, shouted loud and clear. Of cookie, pickles with your beer.
Oh,
All right, there you go, Tommy Ratter and the Polka Towners and Pickles with Your Beer Polka on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. And, boy, this next record, I don't know, you know, a lot of times, you know, these old-time bands, these great polka bands are sometimes, you know, like one-man operations, or the band is, but, you know, it's just a few guys playing and doing their thing. And this record certainly looks like one of those. It literally, and the now I'll tell you about records. Records are made two ways. 45s are made two ways. They either make them out of vinyl, in which case they are pressed, and the labels are pressed into the vinyl at the time the record is pressed, or they're injection molded and made out of styrene, and the labels are glued on after the record is pressed. This is a vinyl record, which means the label was pressed on at the time that the record was made. So they had the labels printed, you know, so they had them to throw in the press with what they call the biscuit, which is the blob of vinyl that they throw in there that gets squashed into a record. And I wonder sometimes if they didn't have a proofreader. First of all, and I hate to be, I'm not insulting you guys, but the label literally looks like they created it by typing it in a typewriter and sending it off to the label printer. I have the Five Waters Polka by Ken Powell and the Headliners. And the R and the S are written on with a pen. Wait a minute. I'm taking the record off the record player. I got to look at the other side here because I got to see. Yeah, it's like that on both sides. Now I need a magnifying glass. Hang on. There is a magnifying glass in this studio somewhere. We're getting far too far into this here. I don't see where the magnifying glass went. Maybe if I had the magnifying glass. It looks like it says, I don't know what it says. It looks like, I don't know, but I am going to find out and report later in the program because I'm wasting too much time trying to read this label. But it looks like it was typed, and the R and the S on the Headliners is written on with a pen. So I don't know, but it's the Five Waters Polka anyway, and now I got to crank up the record player because I took the record off, and it's like I'm starting over again here. So let's just roll this thing and see what's going on, shall we? I'm waiting for the record to come around. Ah, there she comes. See, that was a really nice record. I've played this before. I like the record. It's a good record. It's a quality recording. It's a quality pressing. How do they wind up with a label that looks like it was literally made in somebody's typewriter? And I still couldn't find my magnifying glass, and I still don't know what that used to say. It's Ken Powell and the Headliners.
And I can't, there's a typo at the end and it's written over in pen, but I'll figure it out. All right. The Klaus Trio is next. And you know, when we do the show, we always include a waltz, at least one. And here's the Klaus Trio with Granny's Waltz. Granny's Waltz and the Klaus Trio on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. If you've never heard of this before and you're like, what is going on? We get together every week and we play old-time records here on the radio. It's what we do. So we're glad you're along with us here. I got it figured out, baby. I looked it up. I got my magnifying glass. Found it over there hiding under a hard drive. And Ken Powell and the Headliners, and I was telling you it looked like they had written over the last letter and added an S. It used to say Ken Powell and the Headlines. It was printed as Ken Powell and the Headlines, and they changed it to Headliners. So now we know. The mystery is solved. I feel so much better. Now we can get on to a record by the Granateers. Here's the Chimney Sweep Polka. Thank you.
That's the Grenadiers and the Chimney Sweep of Polka here. Every now and then, a little Lawrence Welk sneaks in. Did you notice that? Oh, man, that was embarrassing. Here at Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. And you know we always do one waltz in a show. I got another waltz. And I know the guys are all going, oh, don't play another waltz. I'm going to have to dance here in the living room. It'll be embarrassing. But I thought I'd play it. Eddie Carosa with his concertina here. Is that what that says? Now I got to remember what's on the labels before I put them on the record player. Anyway, it's the Please Leave Me Alone waltz.
Alone, my heart's not made of stone. You thought you were smart to fool around with my heart. Please leave me alone. Don't ring my telephone. Don't bother to call me, 'cause I won't be at home.
There you go, Eddie Carosa there with the orchestra, and the Please Leave Me Alone waltz is the one there with his playing his button accordion with his orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Still going to cram a few more records into the show this week. I feel like we're doing good, like we're getting a lot of songs in this week. I'm sure it's not any more than it is every week, but it feels like it. Here's one you all know, Gene Guisdala and his orchestra. Here's the clarinet polka.
Thank you.
kids, my sister played the clarinet. It never sounded like that. Never, ever. I love the bass at the end of that song. That guy in the big doghouse bass is just going to town, man. Clarinet polka, Gene Guisdala and his orchestra here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Look out, Six Fat Dutchman. There is a tavern in the town. Six Fat Dutchman, there is a tavern in the town, after all. We didn't think there was. It was such a small town, but we found three churches and a bar. Anyway, we're in the middle of the Oompa Hour. Actually, we're almost to the end of the Oompa Hour. Holy cow, huh? Ray Dorster's Rainbow Valley Dutchman are on the way next.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, not a lot of time to talk here if I'm going to fit in two more records. Anyway, here you go with Ray Dorsner and his Rainbow Valley Dutchman. This is the Two Canaries Polka.
Thank you.
Hey, go to Canaries Polka. I didn't hear any canaries chirping in there anywhere. Ray Dorschner and his Rainbow Valley Dutchman. They're at Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. I was going to try to jam in another record, but, you know, I've been trying to do that more and more lately, and it has not been working out. I look at my little clock here, and I'm like, oh, I got 2.5 minutes. I could sneak in another song, and then I always wind up jamming it right up against the hour deadline. And that's not pretty, so I'm not going to try to do that this time. So there. I'll just encourage you to call in your request, 218-259-2985, and remind you to take a look at our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. That is where you find us on that darn internet anyway. So let's just roll the theme and get out of here, huh?
Getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in beautiful downtown Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin. I'm getting out of here, but we'll be back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.